still recording. I wanted to ask you about Joe. Now you guys have known each other for 5 years. What is that relationship like? You guys strike me as a couple of different dudes.
Yeah, everybody's different. You got your own individual personality. Joe and I are obviously friends. I mean, we're from same part of you know, the USA, back in Ohio, and you know, both from both Cleveland guys. So you know, I had that bond since we kind of got here, and you know, but now you know, it's a great opportunity being able to, you know, play across from him, play nice to him, and I mean, he's a good guy, a good player.
Are you surprised by, you know, it's taken off for him?
Not really. I mean, you know, is that I think if you come in here, you're here for 5 years, you're putting in your work. I think that, you know, if you do things right, then you'll be okay. You know, and you know, I think we all need to improve. I think, and as far as this coming week, it's just another opportunity for us. So,
do you guys play off each other as far as, you know, being the senior statesman of this defensive line? He seems like a quiet guy. He's more cerebral, maybe more of a talker. I might be wrong on that. But do you guys kind of play off each other that way?
You know, I think I don't think we really think about it. You know, I think you just kind of handle things with your own individual personality. I think, yeah, by the time you get to be your fifth year here, you are expected to be a little bit of a leader, and you know, to help the younger guys out, and to, you know, show some guys that you know, maybe haven't been in the program as long, you know, how things are supposed to be kind of done the Iowa way. So yeah, I think we both kind of try to show the younger players a little bit of how it goes, and Dominic included in the group as well. So.
You guys ever hop in a car and drive home together since you're in the same area?
I think we have. You know, I don't know. Like, actually, my girlfriend's from the Pittsburgh area, so I have gone home with her before. But you know, however you can find a ride back there. I mean, it's a long drive. It's nice to have somebody to split the time with. You know.
Do you have any good Joe stories? I mean, the guys had a. I remember one where, you know, Kaczynski kind of rode him in one practice early his freshman year, kicked him out of a drill, and boy, he did not like it.
Well, you know, I think one time he told us our freshman year and we were struggling in practice, he's going to send us both back to Cleveland on a bus. But you know, no, it was you know, it was all good fun, you know, and all in part of our improvement, and just kind of understanding, you know, that there's a different tempo that you work at in college football as opposed to you know, maybe what you're used to in high school.
How did you like playing defensive tackle this week?
You know, it's different. You know, I've been there for a while, in my previous years here. So it was kind of like riding a bike, just getting back on it. But there is a lot of differences playing inside versus out. And, you know, I think definitely I noticed a little bit of a problem with my pad level, which has always been a problem for me. And it tends to show up a little bit more on the inside than on the outside.
So you talked about that. I mean, technique wise, take us through that pad level, reading a hat, and what's the difference for the casual fan when you're moving inside?
I think it's the biggest difference for me is you get a lot more hands on you. I mean, you got the guard's hands, the center's hands, the tackle sometimes is coming down on you. So it is a little bit more like you're kind of playing in a closet almost. Like you're, and you got to kind of look under armpits to try to find the ball so that you can you know, keep your pads down in that sense. And defensive end, you have a lot more discipline responsibilities as far as contain and handling the reads, especially when we play all these read option teams and stuff like that. But you know, anywhere you're at, it's just football, you know. And if you keep your pads down, if your hands are inside, if you're underneath, the low man wins.
You're doing more than just gum things up in the middle, though. You're supposed to blow guys up and still make plays, though, right?
I mean, defensively, the goal is always to make plays. So, you know, if you're just, I mean, sometimes, yeah, your job is to keep the guys off the linebackers and let those guys go make plays. And then other times, it is to make the play, and the, you know, the ball's getting spilled to you or things like that. So,
Steve, how much do you remember from that game in 2009 when you played UNI, and what do you remember specifically? Is there any memories from that game that still stick with you?
You know, I just remember going wild after we blocked the field goal the second time. But you know, it's crazy. You know, in the first couple of years here, you tend to, like, you're almost moving so fast that your head's kind of spinning a little bit, and you don't tend to remember all that much. And then when you get older, things kind of slow down for you, and you tend to have a lot. But you do remember the positive things. You know. And definitely, that was a great win for us, and you know, and it was a really tight game, and they came out and they fought real hard, and we're expecting them to come in and do the same thing this year.
What stands out to you about them when you see them on this current team on tape, the fact that they're able to take Wisconsin to a wire a couple weeks ago?
I think up front they're very aggressive. They're very good offensive line, in my opinion, you know, and we'll continue to watch the tape here throughout the week, but I think that I really respect the way they come off the ball, and the you know, they're really trying to move guys up front, and I think, yeah, they watching the Wisconsin game, they did, you know, they gave them all they could handle, and it was a really tight game down there till the end, and we're definitely expecting them to come in here and play, you know, and we got to go out there and have a great defensive performance to you know, to match that. So